That's Gordon Penter, it's Real 4. And just as an end piece, Gordon, you did want to say something generally, I think, about infantry divisions, of course, which you were part of.
Yes, so I'm looking back. After the war, many Americans said we were too cautious and we didn't take enough chances and we should have gone forward and this and that. But when I look back at the casualty records of divisions, especially infantry divisions, and I take my own into consideration, which was the 3rd Division, an infantry division is roughly, the main part of the infantry division is about 15,000 strong normally. And in this when 11 months had passed, at the end of the campaign in Normandy, when my division had finished up in Bremen, the casualties turned out to be about 15,000, which of course is about the same number as the division itself. But these casualties are mainly borne by the 4,500 men of the infantry companies. So you can see that there's a turnover of just over three. And that when you come to think of those casualties, it's hardly right to say that we didn't take chances. As far as I'm concerned, most of the casualties of those were taken. The heaviest casualties were definitely in the Normandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, June and early July were the main casualties in the division. They've listed them by months, and you can see. And they were definitely the main casualties. The others were never near as much as that.
Mm.
I think it was something like 4,000 in the Normandy campaign.
So I mean, that's the difference, isn't it, between the people at the sharp end and the people away from the front line, so to speak.
There was a case I heard in the regimental history after the war that in the C Company, which was one of the rifle companies of the South Lines, that when the ceasefire had happened, the sergeant major of that company turned to the commanding officer, who was a major, and said, "Do you realise, sir, that we too are the only originals that landed from the landings on D-Day that are still with the actual company?"
Yeah.
And that this was some of them had been wounded and come back, but they were the only originals.
The only two people that started June 6th.
Yes, had got through without a scratch and still
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
In the case of my own platoon commander, who was wounded on D-Day and returned to England, he eventually tells me, I met him after the war, and he tells me he came back to the battalion about 2 months later, and strange enough, on his first attack with another company, he got wounded again, and this time captured.
Oh, right.
So he was only 2 days early.
Yes.
We didn't have a very successful campaign.
Well, Gordon, thank you very much. If that's all, is that all you've got there?
That's about it.
Thanks very much, and for doing that. And as I say, you'll get copies of this in due course, and this will go into the Imperial War Museum in London.
Oh, lovely! I'm pleased to hear that because I think it's not so much myself, but I think the ones who've gone, I said, deserve to be remembered in some way.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Gordon.
That was nice, huh?